Hi and welcome to Legends Podcast. Here we discuss entertainment legends and legendary entertainment. Movie, TV, web, classic, new, old, original, sequels, reboot, remake and more. For better or worse. This week your hosts, John D.
I'm kind of loose between 7:30 and 9:30.
The first beef.
He has a great waxed ass. I mean, come on.
Reverend Sean O'Hara.
You're naked, but you're in a crushed glass factory. Something like that would always be a problem.
The operator.
You ain't ready to roll with this.
Spoiler.
Alert.
Spoiler.
Alert.
These discussions will be spoiler-filled. Ellen will use an explicit language, so consider yourselves warned. Spoiler.
Alert.
Spoiler.
Alert.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, pets and creatures of every make and model, welcome back to Legends Podcast. What's up, guys?
Gentlemen.
What up? Fools.
Happy 101.
Happy 101.
Class.
It doesn't have the same, like, no. I don't know, 101. It's like we start again.
Yeah, the cupcakes are kind of old and moldy that you got, you sent me, so.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, it's all right.
You know, when I pass cupcake to the custom, they really like it.
Yeah, I know. I got them almost all eaten, and yeah.
The good news is that I now have an arrangement with custom, so they should never send me bucks back anymore.
That could be bad, dude, if the wrong people hear that.
It's routing through Jersey, but don't panic.
No. I actually have a paper saying that I'm not a terrorist and I can send action figure through customs.
Is you actually have a paper that says you're not a terrorist.
It's action form B. Action figure form B.
Subsection C that says, as you can
I ain't
see
no
here,
damn terrorist.
It looks like they were wondering why I was sending crap to Texas. So they did not like it. They did not like that. Looks like a white man who's shacking up with a Lebanese girl sending stuff to Texas. Raise flags. Who knows?
Huh.
That does sound a little bit far-fetched. I mean, seriously, why is it...
Like, in the man's that eyes?
That made the black flag list, right?
Yeah. They did not like that. But now they make background check, and they're happy to say that I can actually send stuff to Texas.
Nice.
Yeah. So this year, if I send something to Sean, like, let's say Spider-Man doesn't do as well as I thought.
Hypothetically speaking.
It'll do well, but
I don't think it's going to make $14 billion or whatever Avengers has made.
Who knows? Maybe all the kids of Africa are going to go see it and it's going to make like billions overnight.
12 times? Well, I understand maybe. There's a lot of kids in Africa, but I don't think they're gross. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't.
I believe his beefiness does have a point. There seems to be some discrepancy with that particular logic, but you know, I digress.
But no, actually, the first one was the first movie to make $100 million in its opening weekend ever.
Ever.
You know, it's the first one who made $100 million in its opening weekend. That was in 2002. Now we're in 2012, we're making $200 million in an opening weekend.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still, it does have a following, so it could do extremely well, and it will do extremely well, I think, but it's not going to be the hammer that the Avengers was.
I don't think many things are, to be honest. I don't know how you can get that with a series that hasn't really, I mean, it's basically they're doing another origin, they're rebuilding it. It's cast with, although I think well from everything I've seen, I don't know. They've had a lot of backstory and a lot of build-up time with the Avengers, and you're just not getting that with the new Spider-Man. What is it? The Amazing Spider-Man this time, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. This time it's going to be Amazing Spider-Man. It looks really good, though. Amazing Spider-Man does look really good. I don't see it like having the same impact as Avengers does.
And you look at this summer, those are the three big franchises, you know, Avengers, Spider-Man, and Batman. And the one who has the worst tracking is Spider-Man.
You know, it's funny. It goes back to, I don't know if you guys remembered, like when the first one was launched, right? They were going in and they were going into the studios and they're like, look, you're going to, and here's the difference. You know, when the first Spider-Man was talked about, right? They were going to redo it. Tobey Maguire wasn't even on board yet. And they're going to the theater or the studios shopping this around. And everybody was looking at him like, seriously? You want to do another comic book movie? We just did one of those, you know. And they were joking around that, you know, that the Jewish monarchies and everything didn't really understand, you know, of the studios, didn't really understand the whole comic book scene. And they're like, look, when you go into the studio, just remember, your name is Irving Spider-Man. Spider-Man, not Spider-Man, Spider-Man. They had no relation to it. I can't remember. I think it was on The Daily Show. I think it was Stewart. It just did this whole big, like, 2-minute monologue on how they weren't going to be able to sell comic book movies to big production houses. And now, what, 10 years later?
People are begging for it.
Begging. I mean, they're digging for gold in everyone's trash can.
The fact they did a sequel to Ghost Rider, for God's sakes.
Yeah, what? All right, that's blasphemy. Well, not blasphemy. It's just horrid.
It is.
Both of them are bad.
I will admit it was a bad movie, all right? I will be the first to admit that. But I really like flaming chains and motorcycles driving up buildings.
Oh, concepts.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Cool.
I love the idea.
One of my favorite comic books growing up, but what they did to it was an abomination.
It's a bastardized version
of something.
You guys haven't seen this again, the one, huh?
No,
I didn't even bother.
No, I had no desire to see this again. I mean, I saw the first one and I went, oh, man. Sam Elliott could not save it.
Wait. Wing, that sounded like you did see it.
Yeah, I told you I have a friend who brought me a bunch of movie screener. That wasn't the pile, and I was like, am I curious? It's in French. Am I curious? Oh, fuck it, I'm curious. And man. I'm watching this, and I'm doing folding laundries and stuff like that, so I'm like, I refuse to give this my full attention. This is so fucking bad.
Perfect. Pay attention to the movie.
There's like one...
With folding laundry sounds better. That's not good.
There's one good scene in the entire movie, and nobody talks. They have like Tonka truck on fire, and I'm like, this is cool. This is 3 minutes. This movie's 2.5 hours. Yeah. No.
I actually like Nicolas Cage in a lot of movies. You know, I thought he does a good job in like the National Treasure stuff. He does a great job. He did a great job in Gone in 60 Seconds. I loved him in that. You know, it was kind of that right mix.
Leaving Las Vegas, he was great.
Absolutely.
I liked him in Knowing, even though that was kind of a crap movie, but he was decent.
Is that the one where he knew like 2 minutes worth? No, that was next.
And that was all right, too, though.
I know it was not.
Yes. Hey.
Yes. Hey.
If that was what's great. The name is a fucking masterpiece and Soldier is tolerable, next was
next
okay
is an okay movie.
I'm sorry. A movie that tells me at the end, you know, the last hour, 45 minutes?
That was brilliant.
Did not happen. Yeah, I'm like, why did I watch the fucking movie?
How much he extends his range. You understand why his whole life he was waiting to meet her after that, because he is now become the weapon that he always, that everyone always assumes that somebody could tell the future would be.
I get that. That's an hour movie, not the two hours.
Beyond all recognition, man. That's the only thing that matters. That's a masterpiece.
It's a masterpiece.
No. Wing, you remember what you tweeted earlier this week. Now, do I have to out you for this?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, probably.
He forgot.
He forgot.
Batman and Robin was a masterpiece.
You didn't say that. He couldn't have done that. He's not that stupid.
Yes, he did.
I was joking, but yes, I tweeted that.
No, okay, well, I think he was kidding.
As long as you were joking.
Yeah, he was kidding.
We were talking about the fact that I found Tango and Cash being a masterpiece, so I just went with it and found
and
the,
just took it to
the worst thing I've seen in recent years. Because every couple of years I'm like, oh, that was an Arnold movie. It cannot be that bad. And then I start it.
Hey, you watch
yes,
it
it's
again.
That bad.
It
and
really
after 20
bad.
Minutes, I stop it and I'm like, oh, yeah, it's that bad.
You
damn,
the
Uma Thurman is
hot. Like Over the Top.
Over the he Top did. Is good. I like Over the Top.
Oh, my God. The only redeeming quality for a lot of those movies is nostalgicness, but, you know, but, like the nostalgia of it. Other than that, it's just...
And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you can be nostalgic over any type of material or movie or anything, and that's okay because you're remembering what was going on. But damn, man. Tango and Cash... Nobody should be nostalgic for that.
Yeah, but
I'm kind of nostalgic for that. But I own it, and I you know it's like a childhood dirty pleasure. But there's no way I would ever call it a fucking masterpiece. The last
no
couple
one.
Links I would call a masterpiece.
No
though,
one should
gentlemen.
Call that a masterpiece.
Oh, but oh my God! Whose is the last one? Save that.
That would be me,
Sean. No. The very last one, Sean. Save that one, dude.
You want me to save that one?
That's like a setup. That's like the setup, remember?
Oh, that is. It's right. That's
oh,
all
yeah.
Real. That's just not with the fleshlights. That's like a real one.
But you know what I discover about bad movies? You're always saying that I'm the elitist and I don't like the same the bad movies. I like bad movies from the 80s. I love bad movies from the 80s. I don't like the one from the 90s, though.
All right, name me a bad movie from the 80s other than Tango and Cash that you like.
That's from the 90s, I'm pretty sure.
Is it?
Tango and Cash?
I'm on it.
Yeah, it really started in the 90s or something like that. It's not too far, but...
That would still be the 90s.
Has it been produced in the 80s and released
How many
in the
seconds
90s?
Are in a minute, Beef?
89.
89.
I hate you.
Carry the 4.
Carry the 4.
It's 89.
Yeah. I know He's things like, and yeah. stuff.
I could have swore it was later than that. But whatever. Anyways, we're past this masterpiece.
Yeah.
How about some news?
Yeah, we go. We should go for news.
Let's go for news.
And here at the Daily Planet...
Great Scott! New Alpha's trailer is out, and it's making me really want to see this new season. It looks really good. I'm looking forward to it. It should be awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Glad I shared.
I will.
Three other people on the fucking cast.
I saw like the first two episodes of the first season, and then my DVR took a crap, and I have not caught back up since.
Yeah, I kind of got off the wagon on that one. I don't know. I think I got all the way out to the first season and went, it's going too slow.
Yeah, it didn't really pick up speed until towards the end of the first season, and. But from what I understand, they're going to take that first season and just kind of stay with the, you know, fast-paced kind of shit. Hopefully they will. So
nice. But,
anybody watch Star Wars Clone Wars?
I do not.
This makes me want to watch all of it, or at least just this.
Season 5 looks really good. I really enjoyed Season 4, but Season 5 looks really good.
This trailer looks crazy.
Yeah. They brought back Darth Maul, and it's interesting. It's really interesting.
Yeah, I heard Frenchmen really like Darth Maul and Jar Jar Binks, for that matter.
Best character ever, I've heard him say.
Oh yeah, yeah. In fact, I know Wing has a special love for Jar Jar Binks and will defend him vehemently upon asking.
Well, no.
So we don't even have to get into that, but we know that's true, isn't it, Wing?
And I guess we're not going to get into the fact that you know he writes / porn for Jar Jar. Right?
I know.
We'll just let that go.
We'll just let it go.
Wait, why haven't
you know
I read any of this?
His embarrassed silence is really, I mean, it's really telling. So
it's yes, embarrassed silence.
So since let's not beat him up with that anymore. What about Merle's going to be back on Walking Dead?
That's going to be interesting. That's going to be really interesting because Daryl's brother. For those of you who remember, first season he was handcuffed to.
He hacked off his own hand.
Hacked off his own hand and ran away.
That's hardcore. So,
Yep, he is no joke. He is a big old redneck racist son.
He is a racist. He's a capital. He's a capital R racist.
Yes, yes, it is. It's awesome. It's really cool that he's actually coming back. It doesn't look like it's like a dream sequence that like Daryl had in season two and stuff like that. This, you know, he's according to the picture, his hand is gone, so it's him. He's going to be back doing shit. So that's going to be awesome. Looking forward to that.
He's a long lost brother. Come on.
Yep. And Sarah from the infamous Chuck is going to be joining Dexter.
She'd get naked. She'd get naked. She'd get naked. She can get naked.
She can't get naked. That is true.
If she plays in Dexter, she will probably get naked.
I'm awesome. Perfect with this. I will start watching Dexter. Dexter. Shit. Whatever I just said.
I'll start watching Dexter. That's whatever you were talking about for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's going to be joining Dexter. She's going to have some secrets or some shit. But yeah. Cool thing is, she's going to be joining Dexter, so hopefully she will show off some breasts, which would be awesome. Savages, new Oliver Stone flick that's coming out.
Looks great.
Trailer that's out. It looks damn good.
Yeah, I saw this before Prometheus, I think it was, and it looks really good.
This kind of reminds me of Tarantino. Almost.
It reminds
me. That's the two guy drug dealers with in love with the same chick, and they take the chick, and bad things happen, right?
Bad things occur.
One of them's like graduated with a botany degree, and they drug dealers, and they steal another like competing cartel wants their product, and they won't give in, so they steal the cartel steals their lady, and
that's
all
gonna
war
end bad for you.
Yeah,
that's not gonna go well.
But it feels like old. Actually, old Oliver Stone, and not the crap he's been doing in the last 10 years. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it certainly doesn't look like Wall Street Money Never Sleeps, that's for sure.
No, it doesn't look like W either.
Doesn't look a thing like it.
Yeah, that was bad.
Oh, it was so bad, dude. It made me angry because I really liked Wall Street, and that was just...
Yeah, that was just... But. You know, what's the name? His job is to take old franchise and make them suck.
Right. So, as we talked about last week, Iron Patriot, even though the uniform looks like Iron Patriot in the Iron Man 3 clips, evidently it is not Iron Patriot. For whatever reason, they're going to just paint War Machine.
I did not get that.
I don't know why you would paint War Machine. That makes no sense.
Because you don't want the black guy to have a black suit? I don't know.
Yeah, but it was cool.
It was extremely cool. And it's in the comic. Why would you paint the... It looks...
Or maybe it's misdirection now. I mean...
Or maybe it's misdirection, but... You know
what?
Echo,
echo, echo.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
But at this point, I don't care. I just want them to make a good movie.
Well...
I hope...
Yeah, I mean, Shane Black, hopefully.
Shane Black, it should be good. It's the start of Avengers Phase 2, so.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll work out, but, you know, we'll see.
Let's talk about the Prometheus start of Phase 2.
I was just about to say, have we all four seen Prometheus?
I have indeed.
Yes. Okay. Evidently, they pulled a Marvel, as they say. After the credits ran, this clip was seen, at least out here in the States. It has gone viral online. The big thing that everybody seems to be pointing out is the date for the Star of Wayland Corporation, which is October 11th, 2012. It could be the release date for the Blu-ray DVD. Could be something as simple as that, or they're doing something else. So.
I watched the credits all the way through. I didn't see a damn thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Me neither.
Yeah, because I saw it. I saw it in the theater out here.
Maybe it's California.
Maybe
it may not have gotten out to Podunk, Texas either. So
maybe, but yeah, it was. The clip.
What do we all think? Quick thing.
I think we can take a moment to talk Prometheus.
Let's talk Prometheus then.
Yeah. I'll start with Beef. I'm curious to know what Beef's been so stoked about that.
It wasn't exactly what I expected. but I'm happy with that. I think they dabbled in that realm and reopened that realm up perfectly. It doesn't leave off right where Alien picks up, which is awesome because there's a lot of shit that has to happen, which gives them enough time and space to move. So, I mean, it's back in that realm. It's back in that franchise. I love it. They're working well. Some of the shit isn't what I wanted. It was a little jarring, but how they worked it all together, I liked. The, you know, have to destroy to build or whatever and yada yada. I don't know.
You can see that, operator.
Like Beef, I was jarred by some of the things in there. One of the, like, not to give, I'll try not to give anything away for those who haven't seen it. The issues with the helmets, where they could pretty much remove them, that bothered me.
Yeah, me too.
A lot. It was like,
I'm on an alien planet. I don't know what's
exactly
around
Why
me.
Why would you do that? That's so dumb. There were a couple of things in there that I kind of went, okay. I do like the fact that they left little breadcrumbs to show, okay, this is why Nostromo stopped there. This is kind of why.
That isn't even the same one. That's what I mean. There's different points and places. That's
exactly.
The things have to go back there to grab the thing and have to change it. Like, it's, yeah, because that was LV-223, and that's LV-426, I think.
Yes, it is.
Right. But they could pick up the signal.
Right, but
it's not the same planet, dude.
It's not. I'm not saying it's the same planet. I agree.
And by their numbering of planet, the way they're working, it's not even in the same galaxy.
I mean, I don't know about all that.
It's got to be in the same galaxy. They haven't left the galaxy.
Yeah, they're not doing intergalactic travel. They're doing inter-system travel, aren't
they? Sorry, not the same solar system. Sorry, I said galaxy. Sorry about that. But I was reading somebody who's a giant geeks on the internet of Alien, and he was like making a map and he was saying that it was way longer to get to 426.
You can't ever worry about that, but there's still, I mean, okay, Op, are you done with your little rant?
It was good, but like Beef said, it's not, if you're expecting it to be an Alien movie, it's not an Alien movie.
Don't go in with that opener, you know, go in with an open mind. What'd you guys think?
Sean?
For me, it's not that I don't like the Alien series. I've never been into horror as much as, not to be confused with horror. I haven't been into that whole Alien series as much as some other hardcore sci-fi. I've always liked it, but I wanted to know more about the aliens themselves and about the big guy in the ship with the face sucker blowing out his chest and everything that they found on the planet, right? And this movie answered a lot of those questions. I really wasn't worried about the continuity because I didn't care. I wanted to know, tell me a story, you know? It's like, okay, I'm sitting in the alien lap, tell me a story. And they did.
I think once upon further rewatch, I will feel that same way, but I thought it was going to be a little bit more of what I expected, and it wasn't, and I liked it. It was just, you know what I mean, slightly jarring.
I love the fact that it wasn't a horror movie. I mean, it wasn't scary. It was suspenseful, but it was not scary in any way. It wasn't meant to be. I love that. I love the whole thing where you meet your makers and you know, when you really think about it, you probably don't want to meet your makers.
Did the makers, quote unquote, flip out on them? I mean, it would have either way, but did it flip out because David was an android right away? Maybe.
Yeah, because I've read like one or two articles where it's like, okay, we created you. Now you've created this, and that's not cool. So therefore, we're going to F you up. There's also been the... what was the Christ one?
The original script is that they created us.
Yeah.
And then they saw us running in skirt, killing each other, which was the Roman Empire. And they send an emissary. And here I'm quoting because this is the exact quote from Ridley Scott. Guess what? They crucified him. So, you know, Jesus was not like that carpenter with that big beard. He was more like Arnold Schwarzenegger in white.
Which, no. Or they just crucified him. I don't think he was saying he was Christ. No, I hope he wasn't.
He is. I can find the article back.
He's hinting at the fact that Christ was.
Let's not talk about that. I don't even want to think Ridley Scott. My earplugs are out.
One of the rumors.
No. He said he cut it because they didn't want to get too heavy into human religion and keep it more on an existential plane, which I would have cut that too. It's a good idea. So that you see, that's a good directorial choice. You take the script and you're like, yeah, we're not.
I think once you start tying it to direct. Human events, you start boxing yourself into a set timeline where people are going to start expecting things here and there. Okay, well, what about this event? What about this event? I both loved and it pissed me off about the fact that they dropped this guy off with the capsule of doom. He swallows it and then spreads his DNA to the rest of the world. It's like, okay, how did that work? Because
that's how they created and move forward with life. Like they said, you have to destroy to create.
But do you know the story of Prometheus, the real story of Prometheus?
Yeah. He stole fire from the gods and gave it to man, yada, yada. But once they went into that room and shit started to go nuts, those things were created because the worms in the ground were destroyed. You see what I mean? That whatever that is keeps creating more and more complex life. By destroying whatever life is around. You feel me?
Mostly, yeah. I would say that one of the great mystery at the end of Prometheus is that you don't know what the black goo does.
That's pretty much, I just told you. That's the only way it works.
I think the way...
No, yeah, it is the only way it works.
okay, but if you actually drink it, your sperm become really, really, really good.
No, it's his whole...
And after that, you start disintegrate. After a couple of hours, it does different stuff every time.
It's one little drop. The thing is that one little drop to dude slowly demolished him and destroyed his DNA and did whatever to create whatever the anomaly. Let's call that. We'll explain that some other time.
But when he took it, the first thing it did is hey, sperm become really, really good. Why?
Is that sperm in his eyeball?
No, but he made a girl pregnant, which is not supposed to be able to get pregnant. So he's got super sperm.
Right, but...
It has a cape.
Listen, when a lot of it is around, what it does is it completely destroys... I don't know.
I think it destroys and rebuilds in kind of its own image plus what the image of its host, and then...
Yeah, that's because that's how that DNA always was.
Right,
is
so,
in the future.
Right, and my question was how they got from this super, we'll call him super being, the bald-headed white super being.
The engineer.
Yeah, the engineer, and then the DNA exactly matched a human. Mm-hmm. Just through natural evolution, you wouldn't be able to do that.
Agreed.
Right.
I mean, that would never happen. You have billions and billions of years of evolution. They got torn down and rebuilt. The mammals, went from gerbils to humans, on the scientific scale anyway.
Maybe they came back and dicked around because they obviously came back and influenced primitive cultures.
Yeah, but the movie is not saying that.
Yeah, that movie didn't say that. They have the little screen that delicately says the DNA exactly matches, and that's not possible. Yeah.
Right.
So I was kind of curious about that. That was the only part that really got me. I was willing to overlook why their helmets look like elephants. I was willing to overlook many things.
I thought
but
that was
that's,
interesting.
Yeah, I know. It was. But
I'm just making excuses now. But
I was like, well... But that doesn't look anything like your head. How are we supposed to know you were? This is bullshit. But
and then when it got strapped in and it became like the big skeleton.
Yeah. And I'm okay with all of that, but I couldn't get over because they do this to it. They always do this shit on CSI and all that. Enhance the image or let's compare charts on a beautifully elegant graph that could not exist. I mean, they always do that shit. So I'm always kind of sensitive to it, but they had those two things just sitting there. And I'm like, that's billions of years of evolution on a planet you weren't on, moving from DNA you didn't have. You can't get there from here. But anyway, other than that, I really, really did like the movie. I thought it told a great story.
We're going to pick the fuck out of this when it comes
out.
Oh,
we're going to pick. Yeah. To another point.
I didn't mean to run on. I'm sorry.
I'm sure Wing agrees. Visually, fucking phenomenal film.
Oh, my God.
Exceptional.
It was beautifully done.
My hands in the air. I popped it. I'm not a 3D virgin anymore.
Oh, good for you.
Officially.
So was the Earth Chamber, or the Star Chamber, was that awesome?
Fucking phenomenal. Because when he grabbed it and spread that star map out, and you could see the planet, some of those planets were hovering right near you. Like Earth was probably 10 feet from me in the air.
Nice.
And it was just like rotating, and just, it was, that shit was really cool. And it wasn't overused. You know what I mean? It was a lot of just field of depth, and the ship felt alive and shit like that. So it wasn't like, hey, look at this rock in your face. But when shit went down, rock there was stuff face. All up in the area of your view. It was nice.
That's cool.
Yeah. I have many questions, like why the engineer was so pissed off when he met humans, and, why he didn't even say anything. He was just like, oh, good. I'll just kill you all.
Yay.
Maybe because it was one in a Googleplex, or what did they say, a 340 by billion or trillion, whatever, that we actually did end up like them. So he was like, oh, fuck, we fucked up again.
Man, the boss is going to be pissed.
Yeah. Damn it.
He wanted the dinosaurs to live, but an asteroid came and...
There's another theory also out there. When the movie starts, you see a ship which looks like a flying saucer.
Yeah.
But when you're later in the movie, they look like what they call the flying shoe. I don't know why they call it a shoe. I don't think it looks like a shoe. But anyway.
A horseshoe. It does horseshoe.
Okay.
Horseshoe. Okay, so there's a theory saying that those are two different cast of the same race. And
that's cool.
And they would be at war. But we've only seen one side of the war at this point. And this is where sequels would go.
That could be kind of cool.
Really cool. I like that idea.
I agree.
We're going to be screwed no matter who wins.
This is true.
Wait. Oh, shit. Does that work, though? Is our DNA the same as the engineer that was in the cockpit they found? Or where did they find the DNA?
It's the same people. They're just not have the same different belief.
Oh, okay. Well, like the whole thing in Predators, they're two different, not cast, but they're different.
We're not talking Predator here.
I know, but that's what I quick aligned it to. Shut up. I'm sorry.
He's making an analogy. Let him go.
I just want to make
Wing, what'd you think? Let's get off this topic. You're going to yell more.
Okay, I just want to make one thing clear. Aliens and Predator should never cross path, okay?
No, ever. They had some potential in the first one, but they fucked it up.
Yeah, I thought it was a wonderful idea.
Yes.
The execution... Maybe not so much.
Excellent games. Games are good. But Prometheus is the movie I needed this year. So I was really happy it was not an horror movie, that it was a sci-fi movie. And I think the trailer lied, because the trailer made me think it would be an horror movie. So I was really delighted. I'm not sure about some of the editing choice. I think the part on the planet when they found the first drawing is kind of useless, and you should just go from the engineer to the ship right away, and them explaining that they found the thing would have been enough for me without having to go through, looks, we found it, and then cut to the ship. But, at this point, I'm just nitpicking. I found it was...
You? Never.
No, never. It was great romantic sci-fi.
I was a little disappointed that there weren't a few more jumps. I mean, you're right. The trailer did kind of lie to you. I could have used one or two more good jumps. I don't usually like horror in too much of my sci-fi or too much horror in my sci-fi, but this is his return to that.
Yeah, and the other thing is that I understand he wanted to tell the story of the space jockey and everything, but it really feels like I want to do another sci-fi movie. They're not going to give me $120 million if it's not attached to something they believe. So I'm going to do a alien, and, I was not waiting for anything alien. They said that for 6 months. It's not an Alien prequel. It is an Alien whatever. So I was not winning for that. But it seems attached to the Alien franchise for monetary reason. And the last shot, and spoiler there, when you see the proto xenomorph, felt tackled in, like the studio say, you know, need to see
the
beast.
Yeah, you need to put this in there.
Yeah.
Because, and the thing is, going along with the story, it doesn't quite, that was the other thing that kind of bothered me about it, because it was like, okay, if this is supposed to be, like, even remotely related to the aliens, therefore they have acid for blood, how the hell are you going to get an engineer whose DNA supposedly is exactly like ours, and the squid creature, which doesn't seem to be, you know, it seems to have regular blood anyway, so where are you getting the acid for blood thing going?
The quote unquote elixir of the quote unquote elixir of destroy and rebuild,
mm-hmm.
that
goo.
Made the worms into those weird things, the little snaky things, and those had that kind of acid for blood, and then you know what I mean, that sort of collapsed that dude's face shield, so it was in their gene. It was in, if it's going
to
destroy,
so it just picked up that one gene that did it. That's still a stretch to me. It's not to say that it's not possible, Beef. I'm just saying it's like, as far as a moviegoer is concerned, if you're a fan, it's going to be like, okay, how did you get from point A to point B like that?
But my big problem behind all this, and it has nothing to do with the story, which is what bugs me the most, is that the squid become a giant facehugger.
Yeah,
which,
that was another thing that bugged me.
Which gives the alien on a planet where... oh, there's an alien on that planet and it's not a queen. It's going to die anyway. Why show me this?
How do you know it's not a queen?
Why show me
this? It didn't have the crown, the elongated head.
But it's a proto. I mean, it's like Wing said, it's still, this is still early in its, the point is that, okay,
the point
in
is
my
that
mind,
we need to show the beast. That's the only
right.
point I can see.
And if they're going to tie it to that, in my mind, what happens is, the space jockeys have to go back. They have to get that and then fuck with that's DNA and use that to destroy planets, because that's what they always talked about, supposedly. I don't know if I like that story, but that the space jockeys obviously destroy planets for whatever. You know, they kind of showed you that. Well, now they have this creature that will do it for them. I don't know. Yeah. It's the only way it works in my brain.
Anyway, we'll see, because this is making good banks at the moment. So we might hope to have a sequel. I think it's a good way to reinvigorate the Alien franchise. I can't wait to see the extended cut, because I was, the first thing I said to my girlfriend when we got out, I'm like, I loved it, but I'm looking at this movie and I'm missing at least 15 minutes of footage. It's clear. And I want that 15 minutes. Why is it not in there? 2 hours. I would have took that 15 minutes.
Yeah.
More.
Has anyone got a link for the extra after credit bonus scene?
Yeah, it's right above. It's in the thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it?
More Prometheus.
The more Prometheus. Yeah, more Prometheus viral.
What is 10, 11, 12?
That's not what I have. When I click on that, I got I get the book.
Right.
There's a video on the lower left.
There's a video on the lower left.
And then it expands, and then you click on that.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't get that either, Wing, so don't feel bad.
Oh, good.
It took me about 5 minutes.
But still, or that was the reason why they cast a young man to play an old man, because when I saw him old, I was like, oh, he's going to become young, because he's Guy Pearce. And then he died, and I'm like, why cast him? Why? Because you wanted to do your other viral thing or something that was cut in the script? I don't know, but I was like, why cast him? I don't understand. Yeah. So that was a weird choice. But he was playing in well, so it's okay. But the makeup, the only fault in special effect, it's that makeup when you're like, oh,
that's
you're
weird.
In
He's adjusting his 50 Shades of Grey tie. It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's they his whole thing with that. I mean, we can go over it when it comes out on video and everything, or you know, DVD, Blu-ray, whatever. But the whole thing with the old man makeup and everything, you're just like, okay, what are they going to do with this old man? Oh, they're just going to kill him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. You know, there's a lot of lead up to this, and I figured he'd play a more prominent part or at least a better death.
He's in the opening credits, too. Come on.
Exactly.
Come on.
Yeah.
Let's be fair here, damn it.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's the second best movie I've seen this year. So.
The second best? Yeah. The first best being what? A repeat of Tango and Cash?
Chronicle.
Ah, okay.
I can see that.
Okay,
I can
good
see
choice.
That. Chronicle was fucking phenomenal. It was.
Haven't seen it.
Shut the fuck up.
The day you're going to see it, we're going to ear the Sean Scream in Canada.
John, do you have a Blu-ray player or no?
No.
All right. If you have
a DVD
player.
I'll
be sending you a DVD of it with my Amazon points.
It's good, dude. It's worth
you
your time.
You don't need to do that. I'm cool.
I know, I know.
He's like, I know, no, you're going to watch this shit.
Oh, you're going to watch
you
it.
Are.
Oh, you're going to watch it.
You're going to like it at least as much as you like Ghost Protocol, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, Ghost Protocol is good.
I know.
So.
You know what we're going to do? We'll make sure that you watch it. To make really sure that you watch it. Instead of watching Spider-Man 4 on Batman Begins on the 5th of July, we're watching Chronicle.
Really?
No. Wait, wait, what? Oh, you mean before we watch
the new Spider-Man.
Oh.
And that gives us an extra week to watch Dark Knight as well, so everything's going to be great.
Okay. All right, I'm down for that.
All right.
All right. So you're
watching it. I just
I'm going to try ordering from my tablet right fucking meow.
Do you got to get the paperclip or is it good to go?
Hey. Only occasionally do I have to use the magic key. But I'm
and
fine
by magic
with that.
Key, he means his penis.
Yeah, no, that's on the end of the cast, by the way.
Small,
I thought it was
sure.
Great.
I figured awesome. It should be.
But Stephen King's It, getting back to the news. Stephen King's It is actually going to be, it looks like they're going to try and make it into two films. I don't know that they need to make it into two films.
I don't know what they need to do that again.
I mean, I thought it was a great miniseries and everything, and it was an awesome book, but just two films might be a little bit dead, but anyway.
I will not be doing that. That is the only Stephen King thing I really liked was Eyes of the Dragon. That's about it.
So you never saw Misery or anything?
Nope. Not doing it. Not doing it.
You need to
Misery will mess you up. It's true.
Nope. Not doing it. Everybody I talked to said it had a Torchwood Children of Earth thing going on it. And,
Misery?
No, not Misery. No.
Not like Misery.
It is good and creepy. I saw that when I was like, fucking
yeah, it was. It's
10.
Really creepy. If you're like, I mean, just basically imagine your biggest fan, and she has you as her captive, and it's not good.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. It's like gives you that creeped out, like I'm depressed now feeling, and I am not doing that.
There still a good movie though.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. So is Torchwood: Children of Earth, and I do not want to go through that again.
Okay.
That like rips your insides. Yeah, it does. Stuff like that. It's just like life is depressing enough. I don't need that. I mean, it was great, great material.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
Holy crap, was I down for like a week after that?
Well, what do you think about the two movies?
Did, it was like it's messed up. So,
yeah,
I still can't forgive Jack Harkness for that. I still can't see past that.
I know why he did it, and I know that the decision had to be made that way. Otherwise, there was no other way out of it. It was a true no-win scenario, and movies and shows don't normally portray those.
Yeah.
Now that's more real life. But
he saved all the children.
Still, just the way when was like, you know, it's not your fault. Yeah, kind of is.
Yeah,
kind of is.
Little bit,
just touch, you know. But anyway, Chuck will be joining the Thorcast as one of the Warriors Three.
Yeah. Oh well.
Zachary Levi will be.
Which one?
He will be basically the skinny one, Fandral.
He's the
guy with the long mustache. He's the guy with the long mustache.
He was supposed to have the part in the beginning, wasn't he?
Yeah, but he was playing Chuck.
Yeah, he was playing Chuck, so he couldn't do it.
I'm happy for him. On another side, I'm kind of sad for him because I think he could have been a lead in something.
He feels like
get paid now.
Yeah, but
or not, why not get paid now?
Yeah, why not get paid now? But I'm just saying, like, Marvel, I think this guy could have been a lead in something Marvel related at some point. So I would have seen him at as like Division or something like that, and now he's gonna be a support character in Thor. That's the only thing I'm seeing.
Well, here's the thing, though. Not necessarily, considering that Chris Evans has played two different characters.
Two different studios.
Mm.
Now they're trying to be pretty consistent in their universe. So
yeah.
So I'm happy for the casting. I think he's going to be great. But I think there's a missed opportunity in that news.
Yeah. And House, or at least the guy who played House, will be the bad guy in RoboCop, which makes me want to see this movie even more because I fucking love it.
Hugh Laurie can actually play a bad guy really, really well.
Yeah.
It's just nobody wants him to do that because he's such a great good guy, and he really is a great actor for that type of thing. And I think he would strike an excellent balance in a RoboCop-ish type world.
Yep.
That works out. I'm excited to see that.
And of course they got good.
Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson, Gary Oldman, Hugh Laurie. I mean, they're doing
really
okay.
Coming together.
One only hopes the script isn't shit, you know.
Yeah.
I have a really existential question. Anybody still surprised when they see Samuel Jackson cast in something?
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
anymore,
I am
not really. Yeah,
the other day I was flipping through all my some of my old DVDs and stuff, and I was looking at Goodfellas. He's in Goodfellas, for God's sakes. The dude has been in movies forever. Nothing shocks me anymore. I'm more shocked when he's not in a movie.
Yeah, they should announce now.
Agent is it must be like a casting god.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like refer to Samuel L. Jackson as like the third person product. You know, Samuel L. Jackson is not interested in doing that because Samuel L. Jackson has got more money than your studio.
At this point,
and Samuel L. Jackson will be hanging up this phone now. Samuel L. Jackson says goodbye. Click.
Exactly. I mean, that's got his agent has such carte blanche that it doesn't really matter. You know, Samuel L. Jackson, I would like to make some money off commission for you doing some kind of movie. And he goes, just say what again? You know, and then he goes out and gets him millions of dollars and then backs it up in a big truck, puts it in a pile in the pool, and goes back and gets some more. I mean, that's got to be how that is because you're right. He's in everything. He's in everything. Everything good you've seen.
I'm just surprised because I'd figure this motherfucker would want to, you know, take a vacation.
No.
Spend some of his money.
He's a hard-working motherfucker.
I know, and that's awesome. I don't begrudge him anything, but it's like, damn.
Yeah.
You realize what he's doing, right?
Yeah, I know.
One of these days, he's going to announce that he's retiring, buy France, or perhaps, you know, the Netherlands.
He's going to go out. I'm going to buy France, motherfucker.
You can buy Greece. It's pretty cheap right now.
It's now Samuel L. Jackson stand. Get the fuck out.
Samuel L. Jackson stand. Nice.
Get the fuck out. You know? Leave the wine and the bitches. Yeah, and then he will be retired. That will be it.
Leaves the wine and the bitches.
Leave the wine and the bitches, motherfucker.
That'll be it. That's all. That's his plan. Be prepared when it happens.
It's a strong plan.
It's a good plan. He was the only one who went to George Lucas saying like, yeah, I want my lightsaber to be purple. And
Lucas, gotta have a different color.
Yeah, and George Lucas was like, what?
What? Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
What? And then he got a purple lightsaber.
And then he got a purple lightsaber.
That was it.
But actually, all joking aside, supposedly he went up to Lucas and said, wow, I'd really like to be in this Star Wars movie. All of a sudden, he's in the Star Wars movie.
Yeah, he went to, that's what I heard too. He went to Lucas saying like, even if it's a tiny bitsy part, I don't care.
I don't care. I just want to be in Star Wars. Boom. He's in all three of them.
Yeah. And he's like the main character that may turn Darth Vader.
I'll tell you exactly how it happened. He went to Lucas, said, yo, bitch, do you ever want to go to France again? Do you like French wine?
I'll own that soon.
I'm going to own that shit soon. If you want to come on over, you're just going to give me, you're going to have to give me a part because I'm going to own that shit. Mm-hmm. And that's how it goes down.
Yeah, Lucas was like, you're buying France. Okay, I'm buying Switzerland.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to be neighbor, dude.
You'll be neighbors. Be great.
I'm going to have the bank. You're going to have the wine and the bitches. It's going to be great.
I smell a buddy comedy.
Oh, my God.
I smell a buddy comedy.
Spielberg's going back for Germany. He's going to clean that shit up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That'll be awesome.
And Scorsese is like, I'm going for Italy.
We're coming back, bitches. We got more money than your whole country.
As I said, Greece, I'm sure, is up to a grab right now. So
you just better be lucky Jobs died early because he'd have had that whole European Union.
Shit. But Avi Arad, I'm sure I'm mispronouncing his name.
Avi Arad?
Thank you. The guy is basically saying he is open to the possibility of a crossover between Spider-Man.
Big piles of cash!
Yeah.
Can you help us make money?
Yeah. Okay, you want Spider-Man in your Avengers movie? We'll take 50% of the gate.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's exactly. Never going to happen.
Because Avengers has now taken on the moniker of Gold Press Latinum. Anything with Avengers on it is now gold.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so when he's like, yeah, so we're going to start having like a Venom introduction and we're building our own universe here at Sony with the Marvel character that we own. And you're like, you own Spider-Man and Friends. Good luck with that.
Good luck with that. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
I'd also like to point out that was the third time I interrupted the operator. Sorry about that, homie.
Oh, dude, don't even worry about it.
I was like, oh, son of a bitch, I did it again.
He has a clicker.
No. Definitely no hate. Definitely no hate, bro. But Christopher Nolan, as we've heard over and over again, he's done with Batman.
Oh, really? He's declared.
After this one, he is done.
He's done with Batman. The only thing he's not saying too loud right now is that they gave him the key to the DC universe.
Pretty much. He'll be producing pretty much every DC movie that comes out.
Yeah. He's producing Superman. There's a rumor that he's going to produce Wonder Woman and that there would be a Flash in the work and that they want to remake a Green Lantern. And
I kind of feel bad for him because it's like all of a sudden everything's on him now.
Yeah.
So
he's their really only claim to fame with that stuff, though. I mean, really look around at the DC universe, and there's not a whole. My goodness, she is grabbing that Porsche, isn't she?
Like to grab that ass. Look at that ass.
Lost my whole train of thought. Anyway, but yeah, he's kind of there.
Sorry, man.
I'm like, ooh, that's very, yes, that's a whale tail. Well, it is. It's a whale tail with a whale tail.
It is.
But it's, if you look around at the DC universe, there's not a whole lot of, I don't know, compared to Marvel right now, if you look in the last like 2 or 3 years, there aren't a lot of shining stars that compare to like Iron Man. Avengers. True. I mean, for whatever super success on IP, I'm not talking movie per movie. I'm talking IP, like series. If you look at those, there's for every one DC has, Marvel has 3. You know, yep. And that's got to be tough. It's got to be tough for him because he's going to have to respond to all that stuff.
Yeah.
I would like to respond to her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very much so. Anyone who can put her ankles behind her head, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're pretty much betting everything on one man, and unfortunately for Nolan, I haven't seen all his work. I think he was tailor made for Batman. I don't know for Wonder Woman and Flash though.
Yeah.
Isn't Nolan kind of dark and brooding for for, and he's a little slow and doesn't really, as far as production schedules go, and doesn't really communicate with the rest of Hollywood well, does he?
No, actually, he's really fast. He's able to give you an Inception in 2 years, which is kind of amazing. But he doesn't blend with the Hollywood kind, as you said. So he's not the kind of guy who's going to be like, oh, yeah, this is tracking well. Well, we should do that. He's like, you do your thing. My thing is here, and this is what I want to do. I don't care what you think. I don't care where you want to go. I'm doing this, and fuck you all. So I don't see him as a good godfather for a DC universe. And I love the man. I just want to say, if I had to be gay, that would be my man. I mean, love his eyes. I love what he's doing with it. So.
Of all the things.
Love his eyes.
Of all the things I thought I'd hear in today's cast, that was not among them.
Yeah.
I was not. That was not on the list. Yeah. I had a list. That was not on the list.
Not on the list. But no, seriously, I love what the man does with his art. Really, really, really much. But yeah, I want more surprise like Inception. I don't want him to go all corporate and trying to do the, I don't know, Marvel.
Yeah, because you're in big danger of Nolan going corporate. It's sort of like, you know, Tim Burton doing romantic comedies with Jennifer Aniston or something. That's just, you're probably not going to get that.
What, I can't have Helena Bonham Carter in my movie?
I'm not doing it. I
can't
out.
Do it. Yeah. Can't help me? Can't do my music? Nope, can't do it.
Yeah, he tried something kind of different with Dark Shadow, and that did not work.
See, my parents went to see that, and they're like, oh, it was great, but my mom has, like, the biggest crush on Johnny Depp ever, so I don't think that that was probably a logical explanation. Right. Was it? Has anyone else seen it?
Nope.
Everybody was busy seeing Avengers multiple times. I'm the only one who was like, nope, I'm seeing something else. But, no, I've seen it. It was like a kind of a lackluster for me. It was like, yeah, okay, I see what you're trying to do, but it's not really working for me. On the other hand, I'm really known to not like American comedy, so maybe that's why it didn't work for me.
Yeah, that's probably right. Yeah, because you didn't like, anything that's American style.
You didn't like it. Oh, yeah, everything.
Yeah. wrong guy, sorry. Forget I asked.
I love the first Austin Power.
Yeah, but everybody loved the first Austin. Besides that, that wasn't really American comedy. That was just witty.
Okay.
That wasn't really American style comedy. I mean, that was
totally.
Right, Beef's like, I'm a little busy. My pants are around my ankles right now.
They have been for about 5 minutes. It's hot in here. Shit.
It's hot. I was hot and I was hungry, okay?
Yeah. By the way, my girlfriends want me to say officially that she's seeing Piranha 3DD right now, and there are four in the theater. There's four girls right now in the theater watching Piranha 3DD, and that's the only people to whom they're showing it.
Those watching are some girls.
Watching what?
Piranha 3DD.
Oh, Piranha. Okay, sorry. Sorry, sorry, sorry.
I get down with those girls. That's awesome.
Yeah. Nobody else went to see that except.
Hey, if there are only four girls who are watching Piranha 3D, Double D. Yes. Mm.
See, this is where, if you were an enterprising teen, you would show up to movies like that and sit right next to them.
Hi, can I sit next to you? You're pretty.
I don't think you lead with that. I think you lead more with, hey, want to share my popcorn? You know, that kind of thing. I think it's...
I got extra butter on the popcorn. Would you like some? It's sticky.
Yeah, it's a new kind of white butter.
Actually, that's one of them that I wanted to present to Beef, but he's like, oh, I'm living at 20 hours of cars. That's too far away.
I like the way Wing just said that. I have someone to present to Beef.
What, are you going to stick a ball gag in her mouth and bind her to the table and be like, you will wait for Beef.
Present.
Okay. I think I'm missing that because that's the way I would say it in French. So
which is awesome.
Free translating there.
Introduce awesome. Might be one.
Introduce? Yeah, but here introduce would... Okay, when you introduce in French, it's pretty sexual. So
really?
See, switch that.
When you introduce yourself, you introduce inside something.
Just a tip.
Yeah, there you go.
Just a tip.
Inside something.
Yeah.
Wow.
Introducing mean walking into something. Into
Here you flip that. Present probably means she's tied up on the bed naked, and introduce means it's a handshake.
Yep. Okay. Here's the contrary. Introduce is like you're walking through the magic cave and
walking through. I don't want to be walking through no magic cave.
How big is that pussy? You gotta walk in.
Knock knock. Anybody home? Oh no, just come on in.
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Wing, tell us why World War Z is fucked up.
Go.
Okay. So basically they started doing the movie and they were like, okay, we need to cut the budget. This is costing way too much.
Only $20. So whatever you guys can do for $20, you can have.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, for some reason, it started to balloon. And the movie is now at around 170 million.
What?
And
like 170?
170.
Holy
and when
shit.
They ended at that with just together and not making a movie, just taking like scene one, putting scene two, scene three, scene four, all in consecutive order, they were like, we don't have a movie. We just don't have a movie. And they're saying that Mark Forrester, who gave us the amazing Quantum of Solace, cannot direct action. I was like, seriously? You needed to put 170 million on the movie to know that? Why didn't you watch the last movie you made? That could have told you could not do it. So that's why they need a rewrite. And right now, Brad Pitt is pissed because some of his money is in there. He's actually producing the movie.
Who's pissed?
Brad Pitt?
Yeah, Brad Pitt's a producer on the film, and he's acting in it. So
he is never going to see that money again.
Oh, it's gone. It's gone.
Oh, it's
he's going to have to make Moneyball 2.
Yeah, and I'm surprised that they're still pouring money into this. I would like shelf this and be like, okay, losses. Let's stop me putting money in there.
Yeah, the first thing you need to do is stop digging when you're in the hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're at 170, and they're going to reshoot for somewhere between 5 to 8 weeks, depending on where you get your news, it's different. But if you're starting to reshoot, let's say 5 weeks, we're going like conservative. You're putting another $35 million on the price tag, around $5 million a week.
Damn!
Stop! And Paramount is like, this is not going well, and our G.I. Joe's not going well either, and we have Star Trek coming.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, guys. Just shelf
it. Yeah, Star Trek ain't going to be able to carry those two, though.
Nope. It can be the most awesome film ever, and it won't do it.
It ain't going to carry $400 million worth of shit.
Nope.
It ain't happening.
Nope.
Yeah, so it looks like there's a producer at Paramount who's going to lose his job.
Oh, yeah.
Because those are two of his movies. It's like,
that's a shame.
Yeah. And you have the other guy, which was like one of the smallest producer at Paramount, who's like, yes, I'm pouring Paranormal Activities like they're candies, and I'm making cash every time. It costs $20 to film. So, yeah.
That's so great, $20.
Two Tic Tacs and a Marlboro, and we're going to shoot an action scene. That's all we're going to need.
Yeah. So World War Z, unfortunately, is going to be a big piece of caca. And they're paying Lindelof. Is that what's his name is?
Lindelof, yeah.
Yeah.
The savior of all and everything that has ever been Hollywood or good.
They are paying him a lot of money. The price tag is ranging between $1 to $3 million to watch what they have and write scenes to make it coherent. Not a good movie.
Coherent.
It's
that's how bad it is.
Yeah. And they're saying
that's pretty fucked up right there.
And everybody they hired at the start were all Oscar winning, like filmographer, Oscar winning, and every department. They all dropped and they still have to pay them and they had to hire other people to replace those people. This is how you spend money when you need to spend money for nothing.
Wow.
And you thought G.I. Joe was a clusterfuck.
I thought so, but looks like this is worse.
No, this is a bigger clusterfuck.
So, and seriously, I'm predicting this movie, when everything's going to be done and it's not going to be in theater anymore, if it makes $80 million back, I'm going to be like, okay. Because this doesn't even have the tracking of G.I. Joe. It has the tracking of a zombie movie that some people have read the book. Great book, by the way. But
to be honest, if it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't know anything about it.
Oh, it's a brilliant, brilliant book. It really
is. I don't
doubt
it. I just...
The fact that they're fucking up the movie this bad is like... Gah.
And the problem is that the movie now is more known to the clusterfuck that it's happening now than for what good it could have made.
Yeah.
So... Oh, also, they had to scene a bunch of... to shoot a bunch of scene without the guns that they moved to another country, because instead of having movie gun, they actually bought real gun and brought them to a third world country.
What?
Well, intelligent.
Yeah, I cannot find the line exactly in the article, but so
I'm pretty sure you brought us that news, dude, like a few months ago.
A few months ago, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. I know you just report the news. You don't remember it.
Confiscated 85 fully functional automatic assault rifle.
That was this movie?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. But they're just screwed up by the numbers.
But
man,
the funny thing is that they shot the scene with no guns in the hand, and then you have to put them in CGI after.
Oh, that's
cheap.
Gonna be awesome.
That's not in the price tag I named you before. That's on top of it.
They should have just got some Nerf guns and painted them up and, you know, modded them out a little bit, spent like $20 a gun and called it a day.
Sounds like hire me. I can do that.
Huh, yeah, well, I can do better than they're doing it now. I couldn't do any worse.
But actually, you know what? If the four of us were making this movie, it would probably be better.
I would think.
It'd be done faster, that's for sure.
We would have something out of the gate right now. We would have Janitor Bob somewhere in the snow killing zombies and...
So true. So true.
Janitor Bob and his rent-a-missile.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, rent a missile.
Yes.
Did you kick it?
Yes. He will kick it. Oh, he will.
He will totally kick it. That's the tagline. He will kick it. He totally will.
And it would have better tracking. It would be cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
It would be great. But, yeah, Brad Pitt is like, I have children to feed. Like, 15
a
of them.
Lot. Do you know who I'm hooked up with? I have a lot of children to feed.
She fucks me like crazy, but damn, I have a lot of children to feed.
She's high maintenance. You think your chick's high maintenance? She got nothing on Angelina Jolie.
Well, at least she brings her part of the cash to the table. So,
but
yeah, she's probably
one
worth
thing
more than
that does look really good is the gate. It's a short film. Basically, it's about a 9-minute film, but it looks original. It looks really good. It looks really, really phenomenal. And Wayfair Entertainment has decided to do a feature-length version of it.
Nice.
I'm very excited that they decided that. This looks phenomenal. It's new. It's different. People are changing. It's creepy.
Woo! You know what? Sign at this point, up. New and different. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Give me
new and different is good. New and different is fucking good. And lastly, Resident Evil new trailer. So maybe she just dreamed the whole thing.
No. I don't think that's it. Let's not do that.
I've invested some serious time into this fucking series.
No,
and you
better not
do that shit to me.
Wait. Yeah, honestly, let's put it out there. I could at this point. I could fucking care less. But if they do that to me, I'm going to hurt some exec somewhere. But really,
in the gym
I could care less.
Yeah, Beast's like, look, I've defended you and defended you and defended you, damn it. And you kick me in the balls from behind every time. If you do this crap to me, it's over. It's really over this time.
I mean it.
I mean it. I'm not screwing around.
I'm not even going to see your movie in the theater then.
But, you know, one franchise that needs a reboot and for some reason to keep making sequels is Resident Evil. I'm sorry, but they need to bring Resident Evil back to an horror franchise and stop doing the action movies. And
you know what? I agree with you in part, but I also think that Lilo Dallas is cashing in that multi-pass, and you know what? I don't blame her for it. As long as they keep paying her for it, I say go ahead and do as many as they'll let you do.
Wait. You're saying she's cashing on it? No. This is a family matter because her husband is producing, writing, and she's playing in them, and this is a family business, man.
And it's making cash. As long as she's doing that, it's fine. As long as he can get her to keep doing it, they'll make some money on it, and I don't blame him from that. I really don't.
But probably the thing, it was a dream, because when I look at that, I don't see the world in ashes and all that crap from the last two movies. So,
Beef is just in silent retrospect.
I'm not buying any of it. I can't. Nope.
I'll be honest. I watched 20 minutes of the last one, and I was with my girlfriend, and I was like, yeah, I got better stuff to do.
I really liked her in the Western cut with the guns and stuff.
That was the third one.
Yeah, that was the third one. That was okay.
That was where I got off the wagon. I was like, okay, well, I think I've seen this now, and I stopped.
I bought the fourth one like an asshole. Should have just rented it.
It's beside Dracula 2000.
No, actually, it's a completely different section. Carrots. Resident Evil goes by the R's.
You're all like alphabetical.
Man, I need
some
beta carotene right now.
Carrots are good for you.
Of course they are. Of course they are.
Carrots.
Carrots.
Of course they are.
Oh. Just carrots. A tip. Just a tip. All right.
That was the news, guys. Beef is like, we're over with the news, thank God.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Jeannie.
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Nikki.
And we're Tyrion's Landing. We're gearing up for season 2.
Join us as we speculate who lives, who dies, and who's just fucked.
And whose boobs we see, and how often.
Yeah. And we'll also be mourning.
No Moa, Momoa!
No
Moa,
Momoa.
What?
I said, eat a lozenge. That'll clear that up.
Yeah. Looks like
I'd just like to roll out the start of the Falcon Punch Default Profit Fund. I have at least a quarter, maybe two. Not Canadian quarters now, but I do have two quarters already for the Falcon Punch Default Profit Fund.
Make that four quarters, my friend.
Okay, you guys are cheap bastard. I got $2.
Wow. $2, so we have... We have $3 already. Look at the.
Let's make that $4.
$4. You know what? I will match your contribution $4.50.
Fuck it. I'm rounding up five.
Let's make it $5.
We have five whole dollars for the Falcon Punch Default Profit Fund, and it's a new drive, but growing quickly.
Mm-hmm. As you can tell.
Just saying.
You know what we'll do? If you really want to contribute to the funds, we'll make a shirt. If you buy the shirt, it's going to
all profits. We'll
all
go
profits.
Towards.
No, don't say it like that. That's just wrong. All proceeds.
all proceeds go to Nikki Falcon Punch. Bam!
And the shirt should say Nikki Falcon Punch. Bam!
Bam!
Yeah. Bam!
We could probably do some art like that.
Oh, if we can add a special art for the
Sean
t-shirt,
will have
even
it
better.
Out in like 4.5 minutes. Give him a second.
Sean's working on it right now.
Working on it right now.
Sean's like, okay, gay image, default prophet, falcon punch. Sure, you're getting somewhere.
I like the way you think, sir.
That is awesome. I think I probably still have that other picture saved. We'll just take his face off and put it
on. Oh, my God. Do it.
I'm not sure I can put that on a shirt, though.
Dude. No, we can. I know some printers.
No, I'll pixelate. It'll be great. Yeah. Pixelate the naughty bits. You know, like Japan.
Going to be awesome.
He loves anime.
Oh.
Maybe I'll put some classic tentacle porn in there as well.
Oh, and all of his Orify?
Yeah, you know.
So we shall build a new website called Falcon Punch Bam.
Falcon Punch Default Profit Fund. That's right. Now, on with your regular scheduled program, which here in the show notes says Bitch Slap. I'm guessing
we're watching Spider-Man at the top of the thing.
I know, but here right after the handy scale.
Oh, that's because it's never changed until during the actual cast.
I tried to change it earlier, but I haven't yet. Asshole, I'm eating cheese. Leave me alone.
Is that what they're calling it now?
It's not penis. It's cheese.
This time.
Don't this time me, woman.
They're calling it cheese.
Cheese.
So, yeah, we started our Spider-Man retrospective with Spider-Man, which is a good place to start.
Spider-Man.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, because starting with Spider-Man 3 would just have been weird, so better there. And
I want more of an origin story.
Can't get much more origin-y than this thing.
No, you cannot get more origin-y than this thing. This is all origin-y. And I have to say, I remember that, and I haven't watched it in a while, I remember that when I saw that in 2002, it was like, oh, God, they should do more of this. And
and then they did.
Yeah, and today I'm watching that,
and
I'm like,
they didn't stop.
Yeah, I'm watching that, and I was like, oh, yeah, they've been doing this for 10 years. Huh.
Yeah, oops.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this one, I mean, the first Spider-Man since the, you know, rework or I don't know. Have they ever made another Spider-Man movie?
I don't think they have.
They did a TV series.
I mean, I remember the show.
But that's about it.
I remember they had an animated show and a live action show. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They have a live action show, which was really weird. And then they had the cartoon shows, but the rights for this were at Canon in the 80s, and then it was sold to another company, which I think was Corman, who had the right for a long time. And then James Cameron tried to buy the right, and they went to court. And that lawsuit went on for 10 years.
Damn.
James Cameron really wanted to do Spider-Man for a minute.
For three, four years. But this Spider-Man script sucks. I mean, his villain was Electro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The only thing that carried...
Well, let's be honest. They kind of did squander the Green Goblin in this one.
Oh, we'll get to the Goblin costume in a minute. Mm. But the only thing that they kept from that script was the organic web shooter. We owe that to James Cameron. Was like, why introduce something which should be in the Spider-Man if not he's just a crawler man and I don't care. So that comes from the James Cameron era. But yeah, they decided to do the X-Men way and Blade way, which is let's put it into the real world, which is always what I ask mostly, and that's why people bitch when I talk about comic book movies. And I remember that I found that it was really, really well done, and then all of a sudden I'm like, this looks like the Power Rangers.
Yeah, the CGI does not hold up very well.
It's true, but that's cold, man.
Yeah. Yeah, and what's worse is when you start looking at like the Blu-rays of like Spider-Man 3 and stuff like that, you're like, oh. And, you know, Spider-Man 2 wasn't any better, and Spider-Man 1 isn't so good. I mean, now all of it, to be said, and I posted the link, is better than the 70s Spider-Man TV show.
That is god awful.
It was.
I didn't remember how bad it was until I just saw it. The web was literally like that Halloween.
God,
you know what I'm talking about. It's like
it's
Halloween
right out of
web.
The can thing.
Yeah, and it just settles.
Silly string.
It's just like silly string, and it settles over people, and that you have to you watch the camera and the people like wait for the web to entrap them. Oh, it was great. I mean, the stuff you see on shelves at Walmart right now are better than the effects that they had in the 70s.
Yep. Yes.
I mean, that's the kind of stuff you're dealing with. And now when you fast forward to Tobey Maguire, it's still better. And it was a good story. It gets shortchanged a lot. It really does. Spider-Man is one of the most sympathetic and dynamic of the, you know, regular guy superheroes. True. And they really haven't done him justice yet. They came close with the first Tobey Maguire, with this movie that we watched tonight. It really is close. When I saw this, I went, that's how Spider-Man's supposed to be. But
since then, we saw a lot.
Yeah, since then, the industry and a lot of the movie making has really kind of grown up a little bit.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It just doesn't fill me with the same kind of satisfaction that it used to.
I think there's also the fact that when we watched it, we were like in our early 20s. Mm-hmm. And now we're in our early 30s or mid 30s.
I was in my mid 20s when I saw that one. But okay.
Still, you were 25, dude. Now you're 35. You have children at home. Or children.
Home. No. Bite your tongue, sir. I only got the one. I don't need
child.
Another one.
Not children.
But my point is, like, we might not see it the same way because, as I said, I found the character, and I was happy with the fact that the character was not in high school too much when I saw it originally. And when I watched it this time, I'm like, yeah, I can understand why the studio wanted to go back there. There's a missed opportunity in there. They went out of high school really fast. So I have different opinion on the thing. Went with time, but I think you were right, Sean, in saying that when we saw it, we were happy with it because, I mean, the only other one that they did right was X-Men at that point.
Yeah, and which, if that's your only basis of comparison, Spider-Man is far and away an excellent movie when compared to other, and X-Men was actually pretty good for the time, I thought, but. This was a little bit of a step above that as far as not production value per se, but the emotion that you get from it, you know, it actually produced some. And I don't know, after this, I mean, just pile on all the rest of the comic book movies and it doesn't exactly stack up and hold up as well.
No, because after that, I think they went into a let's try some stuff moment. And we got some Daredevil. We got the original Hulk. They were trying to.
Now, somebody liked Daredevil. Was it you?
I like Daredevil. But I like I prefer the extended cut there. But I mean, even if
how do you feel about Elektra?
I'm not talking about that.
Wow.
My favorite Marvel movie.
I'm sure it is. You know how I feel about Elektra?
Well, that's your favorite Jenner.
She's a masterpiece.
She's so sexy in that suit.
Oh, God, yes.
And that's all I have
and
to say.
And that was the point of the movie. She would look sexy in the suit.
Yeah, I prefer to...
I thought that was the point of Catwoman.
Yeah.
But that might be a controversial choice, but I prefer, like, the red thingy than the leather suit a lot.
In a leather suit.
Wing likes red thingies.
That's what I got out of that. I don't know about you, gentlemen.
Of course you did.
That's what I'm taking away. I don't know. Well, I mean, if you compare Elektra to like Catwoman, like I will watch Catwoman if it's on the weekend or something. I don't mind it. You know, it's a bad plot. Yeah, the acting is not so great. But it's Halle Berry in a cat suit, and I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. The scary cat lady is a little much for me, but other than that, we're cool. I mean, come on, it's got Sharon Stone as a marble rock woman. Sure. I'm okay with that.
I would watch Elektra before I watch Catwoman.
Really?
No, I'm the opposite.
I'm completely the opposite.
Jennifer Garner for me makes me hard in the pants. And
you're going to pick Jennifer Garner over Halle Berry?
Yeah.
Who the hell are you, sir?
I can't go with you, but...
That's choice. Right. That's a matter of choice.
It is choice. I'll just give it a shit.
Halle Berry has that crazy thing where I'm like, she's going to eat me alive, where Jennifer Garner's like, she just needs a hug.
No, Jennifer Garner, she's the one giving you, she's well adjusted. You don't need to fix her. She's already good. See, Halle Berry, she's messed up.
Yeah, but I can make her bad.
She might shank you in the bathroom in the morning or something, you know, just because she feels like it.
Oh, damn.
It's all right, baby. It's all right. That's no problem. I'll take trash out. It's all good. I mean, I'm fine with that. That's good.
We're just not going for the same thing here.
Right. But in the Spider-Man vein, but in this general area, Mary Jane.
I thought she was
supposed to be hot.
I thought she was hot when that movie came out, and then
I did not see it at all. I did not think she was nearly attractive enough to play a Mary Jane character. She's cute. She's even pretty. Mary Jane is borderline supermodel hot.
Yeah, but she's supposed to be the girl next door, and that's what they try to play it in this movie instead of playing super odd.
The thing is, though, in the comic, she even had the attitude of a uber hot chick. The first thing she says to Peter Parker is, "Face it, Tiger, you hit the jackpot." That is not somebody who is just the girl next door. That is somebody who knows how hot she fucking is.
No, this is Stanley writing.
This is true. But that's who she was for a long time. She was selfish. She was self-centered. She was the pretty little rich girl. She dated Harry Osborn because he was rich, and she could become more rich if she spent time with him. When Gwen Stacy died, she wanted nothing to do with any of the emotions that Peter Parker was going through. And it wasn't until he came to her for help that she finally turned around and said, "Wow, I've really got to fix my shit."
She was kind of a bitch.
She was kind of a bitch. She was not the girl next door. She was a fucking bitch.
Yeah. The other thing is, she's always been the plaster to the relationship that Peter Parker killed Gwen Stacy, and to put her to put her at the forefront of the first movie is I understand what they're trying to go from. They're trying to mainstream the story, and let's face it, their origin story is pretty exact.
Okay.
It's literally the spider falling on the web onto his hand. It bites him in the exact same spot as it does in the comic. It's like so spot on, it's ridiculous.
Okay, so who's Gwen Stacy?
Gwen Stacy
the blonde chick from the third movie?
Blonde chick from the new movie. She was his first girlfriend. She was basically his soulmate. And they were madly in love with each other. And she knew his identity. Green Goblin caught her and basically killed her in front of Spider-Man.
No, that's not what happened. You've seen the end of this movie when they're on top of the bridge, and
scene was how Gwen Stacy died. Basically, she was pushed off the bridge.
Yeah, and he jumped for her.
When he dove off in the first movie or whatever.
Yeah, in the first movie, at the end, he caught her. In the comics, he uses webs, and when the shock of the web stopping her fall breaks her neck.
Yeah, and she dies.
Wow, so that was supposed to be Gwen Stacy dying in that web instead of Mary Jane saved in it.
Right.
Yeah, people were pissed when they saw the comic book fans, when they saw the end of this movie, they were pissed.
Yeah, because it was literally the scene that a lot of fans had been waiting for, and they just changed it.
So I guess they're changing that in in this origin where she is
No Mary Jane Watson. We're going with Gwen Stacy in the new version.
They're going with Gwen Stacy. They're not going to kill her in this movie because Goblin isn't in it. But there have been talks that if it's not the next movie, it's going to be another movie after that. It is going to happen. She is destined to die.
Wow. That's kind of tragic.
It is. And from the clips that I've seen in this movie, there is a real bond with these two. So when it happens, it's going to be some fucked up shit.
Well, I heard, yeah, they're dating now, aren't they? Or the Andy Garfield and Emma Stone are actually
dating. They may be. But
good on you, son. Good on you.
Oh, good for him. Yeah, look, you bastard.
She is hot.
I kind of ate him now.
She, as a redhead, could be Mary Jane.
But that's okay. If you're playing in a Spider-Man, okay, I just want to make that perfectly clear. If you're a redhead, you're going to play a blonde. If you're a blonde, you're going to play a redhead. This is a constant. What's the name of the girl who played Gwen Stacy in Spider-Man 3?
Oh, God, I just blanked out on her name. Oh.
God damn it.
IMDb that shit, because I don't know. I genuinely do not know.
Yeah, but anyway, they add Gwen Stacy in the third movie, which we don't remember because nobody cared. Bryce Dallas Howard. Bryce Dallas Howard?
I like her.
Bryce Dallas Howard, yeah.
Yeah, so she was a redhead. They made a blonde out of her. And now they cast Emma Stone to do a blonde again. So looks like you really, really, really need to have a redhead to play a blonde.
I could have sworn that Emma Stone is a natural blonde, though, and she's done the red hair just for...
Are you serious?
I think she's a natural blonde.
I'm so
I could be wrong.
So used to see her as a redhead.
Yeah, because she's done every movie as a redhead, but I think she's a natural blonde.
But you know what? Emma Stone, she can do whatever.
Fuck yeah, she's hot.
I'm good with that. You know, now they have a chick in their movie.
Exactly. Like I said, if they dyed her hair red, she could have been Mary Jane because she was hot. She is hot.
That she is.
I need to go girls don't think.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Bryce Dallas Howard's been in a bunch of shit.
Do you guys remember the early trailers for this movie with the Twin Towers and the webbing?
Yeah, I have a poster of the Twin Towers in the eye of Spider-Man. I'm one of the lucky ones who got the poster in the 3 days where they were released before the towers went down.
Well, you were in a movie place, didn't you? That's how you got it, right?
No, actually, I had pre-order it. And the pre-order came in, and the only people who got their poster were the pre-ordered because I went to get it on September 11th. Not even joking.
Wow.
So I watched the news, and at 2 o'clock in the afternoon when I was like, kind of done. I need to do something else. I went to get my poster. And that day, I bought 3 and sold 2 on eBay.
Damn.
Yeah, that paid the rent that month.
I'll bet. Shit.
Wow. Yeah, that's not something you're going to be doing again.
You think? It was odd that day. Let's just say it like that. So.
Yeah.
That was a good early trailer. That was great. And I like how the studio committed. They never... ever re-released it on nothing.
You can find it on YouTube, though.
Are you sure?
That's what it says in the wiki. Okay. I will check.
But they never put it on a DVD. They never tried to cash on it, which I respect.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. But Green Goblin.
So the Power Ranger of the Spider-Man trilogy.
Well, they wasted such a good character and with Willem Dafoe, too.
That was the thing that bothered me. When I first heard that Willem Dafoe was going to be playing Norman Osborn, I'm like, okay, this could be cool because I was thinking Platoon Willem Dafoe.
Yeah, like, or Boondock Saints or something like where he something could really dig into a character.
And just... Yeah, and I'm like, all right, this is going to be good. And it first, the first scene when he's with Harry in the limo and stuff like that, I'm like, okay, all right, he's okay, I can deal with this. And then, we'll meet again, Spider-Man! Really, dude? Really, dude?
And it's,
you went there?
And it's too bad because, you know, when he's playing against himself in the mirror, he's so great in that scene.
Yeah, but it really, to get, honest to God, that is the close second to, you can't roll with this for me. That line was like, why?
We'll meet again, operator.
B-movie kind of, oh, God.
They just expected, like, Space Ghost to come out from the corner. Space Ghost! Yeah, I mean, that, it didn't really, it was so fucking corny. You're like, wow, that's Hanna-Barbera speed, man. Not like, that's, no. Yeah. No. Yeah. And it didn't really track with somebody who was as intelligent as he was. I mean, batshit crazy, sure.
Yeah.
But somebody that smart would not be saying that. Somebody who had figured out a rocket-propelled hoverboard would not be so bereft of language that he would be, we'll meet again, Spider-Man! You know, no. Yeah. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. It's like we were not still far enough from the last two Batman. There was still something left. Of-
Little Danny DeVito penguin just, you know, is there any penguin in you?
Yeah.
Everybody freeze.
Are you getting cold sweat? You know, nah, we're still too near that. Oh, thank you, Weef.
Oh, tunes are awesome.
I know.
Cartoons are so awesome. I love them.
But at this point, I think we're far enough for them to be able to put that in the past. I hope, because they, and who hired William Dafoe to put a full mask on it, a full Power Ranger mask? It makes no fucking sense.
Yeah, that is pretty fucking stupid. I like the quick little scene where he catches her and all of her food. I mean, there's little stuff like that which works, but other than that, most of their CGI sucks. Some of the punching stuff, some of the punching stuff in the fight
most
works.
CGI sucks. Yeah. Other than that, most of their CGI sucks.
Yeah, well, I remember the tracking shot of him walking on the wall and the wall moving sands. Remember that was cool, and then I watched it. And I'm like, yeah, it's not.
Yeah, him running across the rooftops. I remember that being cool. That was fucking horrid.
Yeah. Yeah. Although I did like the fight scene when Flash was trying to punch him and the fist goes by him in slow-mo and he's like, "Holy shit, okay."
Right. That was cool. That was one of the few things that did work.
Oh, hello Mary Jane. How are you?
Wait, what? Oh, I'm behind. It's not beeping at me.
It's not beeping.
Flash is beeping.
Yeah. So I was ready to really, really like this again, and meh.
Yeah.
Meh.
I wouldn't say meh. I would say not nearly what I wanted, what I remembered it being.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what caught me off guard. I was remembering something that was great, and that was okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he was like, "Oh, okay, this, okay,
okay." Yeah.
Who was who's the guy from Evil Dead? That was a nice cameo. I can never remember
Bruce
his fucking name. Thank you,
Bruce Campbell, and he's good in this part. The human,
he is.
The human spider. That's
all you got. He's like, "That's all you got."
That the sucks, kid.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, I think that was fun that he named Spider-Man also.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was a great idea. Once again, following with the original story, trying to monetize it by doing the old weird wrestling thing.
Uh-huh.
Pretty exact. That was cool. The old killing of Ben at this point was still cool.
Yeah.
By the third movie, will be overdone. But
yeah, I know.
This point still cool. I love the time frame of the movie. The time frame is like over a year.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. It's kind of like midway through senior year for him, and then like a little bit after.
Yeah, they don't really see the winter as per se, but they go through the summer and then they go back to college, and he has the time to live with Harry for a good 6 months around before Norman Osborn gets killed. So I found that interesting, where all our movies usually happen in 2 days.
Yeah,
this one took over. Yeah, this one went over time.
Yeah, one other thing I did not like in the story, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm gonna start that with a clip. I didn't get that shit. But
and a fun clip it was, sir.
I did get that. Okay, sorry about that.
But let me assure you, this, like any story worth telling, is all about a girl.
All the motivation in the movie, every single one of them, are about getting Mary Jane. That's why you get pissed at the end and able to kill the goblin. That's why he wants cash and go to the wrestling.
I found that part realistic.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that's what motivates us.
It's all about the chick, but there's no sexual tension at all. I still think he's a virgin at the end of the movie. So
you're pretty. Can I sit next to you?
Can I get that? Do you want some of my popcorn? Yeah.
It's got butter. It's a little sticky.
A lot sticky.
I think I would want to know that.
That's a good question.
Yeah,
I got nothing for you.
Yeah,
I was like, I got nothing.
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna go with clips, and we'll work from there.
Cool.
And this next one is well, pretty much I had to put it in there.
Remember, with great power comes great responsibility.
Boy, the movie effort led with that damn clip.
You know.
Well, that's all you heard for like a year. Just like great power, come great responsibility. It was always in the trailers. It was in everywhere. And everybody was like, oh, yes, that's very nice. We've never heard that before. You're like, what are you doing?
You know, I'm old enough to remember when knowing where that came from was cool. Yes.
Yeah, and knowing is half the battle.
Yeah, now it's like, oh yeah,
G.I. Joe.
Thank you.
You've seen a Spider-Man movie? Yeah. Okay. Okay. Do you find Mary Jane odd? No. Okay.
Not really. No.
I like her perky nipples in the wet rain.
Yes, that was excellent.
That was nice.
I was a big fan. True. Yeah, I was a big fan of that.
Big fan.
Big fan.
And a lot of sexual innuendos, which were kind of weird when I'm a photographer.
Hanging upside down, wet. Yeah, I'd find that a sexual.
Yeah, no more like, yeah, I'm a photographer. And she looks down at his camera saying, yeah, I can see that. I was like.
That's because his camera was on his chest. How's that an innuendo?
Look how it's shot. It's really like it. She looks
like
at
to his, rub his big lens. Cap.
Yeah, she looks at it at his crotch, and he looks down, and all you see is the objective. It's like, yeah, okay.
I feel funny.
Word.
Hey, Freak Show, you're going nowhere. I got you for 3 minutes. 3 minutes of heat time.
Snap it to a Slim
Jim.
Spider-Man. Oh, yeah.
Gone. I had to put Macho Man somewhere in there.
Macho Man, dude. If you are going to have a wrestler in a movie like that, it should be Macho Man anyway. It
be Macho Man. Although he died now, didn't he?
He's kind of dead, yeah.
But, yeah, that was good.
He died the day of the Rapture. He saved us from the Rapture.
Yeah, in fact, if all the righteous were being called home, Macho Man was the only one who was going.
Yep,
that was it. The call has been made. Macho Man got in, the rest of us screwed.
I got raptured. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm righteous, bitch.
I did like Mary Jane in
the
right
dress. Go to the pearly gates.
I want her there. What?
You're not ready to roll with this.
Yes, Beef.
Never mind. I said I like Mary Jane in the red dress, though. The Asian style thing when she's all falling to her death. That's hot. Not the falling to her death part.
She's falling to her death. That's hot.
I kick bitches off bridges all the time just to see how hot they are when they fall to their death.
You
damn,
too?
That's hot.
Yeah, he's like, you too? We got tons of bridges.
Oh, that was rhetorical. That was rhetorical. My bad. Okay, the Green Goblin says sleep and like starts ejecting mist or smoke from his wrists. And Spider-Man just hangs out and starts like breathing deep and practicing Lamaze. Like, oh, okay.
Like, later on, he gets the munchies.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah, these parts in the movie makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah.
And I don't understand the Green Goblin motivation either. Is like,
he's nuts.
Wait, I'm crazy. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to kidnap you and then maybe try to recruit you. And then, I don't know.
See where we go from there.
Yeah. This is that's what I do. So
maybe later we can play Jenga.
Have you ever had a split personality?
Play Jenga. Oh, yeah.
Don't knock it till you've tried it, because it's kind of creepy and messed up. So you do stuff like that. I mean, we do stuff like that all the time.
I don't know. The operator, when you get the split personality, is like, you want some popcorn? Not sure that helps.
Popcorn? What?
I like popcorn.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Here for you, homie.
Oh, goddamn Spider-Man.
Guy with eight hands. Sounds hot.
He has those tights and that tight little
dresses like a spider and he looks like a bug. Well, we should all just give him one big hug. A look out, woo! Here comes a Spider-Man.
Lucy Lawless in that first one.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, she's the one who says eight hands kind of hot. That's her. That's Lucy Lawless.
No.
That's awesome.
Let's IMDb it, shall we?
So awesome.
I believe you.
We shall.
That's so awesome.
That's the real awesome thing about that one, yeah.
Wow. I just got it because I was like, oh, another sexual innuendo that I kind of love, which is kind of funny. But Lucy Lawless, seriously? Mm. Oh, this is great. And I love the song. For some reason, I found it kind of nice. It has a nice ring to it. That's the only thing I always remember from this movie, which probably not good, but damn. Lucy Lawless. I don't know. I don't find her.
Just found the clip. Hang on 1 second.
Just found the clip.
Yep. And
while you find it, I'm going to play the next clip and we'll come back to it because I really love the next clip.
Problem is, we don't have a decent picture. Eddie's been on it for weeks. We can barely get a glimpse of him.
Oh, what is he, shy? If we can get a picture of Julia Roberts in a thong, we can certainly get a picture of this weirdo.
That's kind of dated, but still good.
Okay, the one saving grace in all three Spider-Man movies, J. Jonah Jameson.
He's so great.
He's
is
awesome.
That the editor or whatever?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He is perfect.
It's like they lifted him out of the comics and yes. stuck him in these movies.
Yes. Yes. Everything he does, it is J. Jonah Jameson just perfectly.
It's in Portal 2. Every time I heard him, I was hearing J. Jonah Jameson because he's doing the bitchy thing again, and I'm like, oh. And I mean, this actor did a bunch of things, but he's totally typecast.
Oh, everything I've ever seen him in, I think J. Jonah Jameson now. It's like he played the dad in the movie Juno, and I was like, that's J. Jonah Jameson.
He's like John Wayne. John Wayne played John Wayne in everything he ever was in.
Yeah, he didn't actually act, but that character was great. You know, they just stuck that character in every other movie he was ever in.
I can't believe that they have no J. Jonah Jameson in the next movie. None.
Yeah, they gotta have Jay Jonah. That's
they don't none that actor. Just none. I don't know.
Yeah, but do you think, judging from the movie clips that we've seen of the Amazing Spider-Man coming out, that he is going to be doing much working at the paper? I mean, seriously.
It's like he's going to be more crime fighting and
he looks more crime fighter esque than he does like working at the paper undercover type thing.
It's sure, but Jonah Jameson is probably my favorite character in Spider-Man. Oh, kind of.
Winglex the dick editor.
Yeah. You never know when some lunatic's going to come along with a sadistic choice. No,
this is why only fools are heroes. Because you never know when some lunatic will come along with the sadistic choice.
Now choose.
Oh, my asshole's always got to be skating uphill.
You know.
Oh, and at the end, Spidey was getting his ass whooped by the Goblin. Then the Goblin had to go and threaten MJ, and Spidey's like, I'm going to kill you, fucker.
Yeah, but that's another thing I wrote. The end fight is pretty violent in the fact that Spider-Man doesn't give a punch, or he gives one, and he's getting beat to pulp.
He's getting hammered. He's getting plowed. It's
phrasing.
He's getting hammered. He's getting plowed. He's getting fucked is what he's getting.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
The green yogurt slinger.
Wow. Oh. I guess.
That green goblin thing. It's.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
That too.
Oh, by the way, I put the Lucy Lawless stuff in the chat.
Yeah,
I saw it. It was awesome. I remember that now that you posted it. It's awesome.
That just did not thought in a million years.
Lucy
Lawless. Come on. It's. Well, you know, when you get a Sam Raimi behind the bar.
Yeah, she gets around in Tappert's involved or any of that stuff. She was a nun in Bitch Slap.
That's two Lucy Lawless in 2 weeks?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's Lucy Lawless Watch.
Yeah. Let's watch Battlestar Galactica.
No.
No.
No. You guys can watch that. I am not doing that. I am not doing that. Ever.
Ever.
Just make that clear right now.
Ever. And now my favorite clip of tonight.
I'd like a job, sir.
No jobs. Freelance. Best thing in the world for a kid your age. You bring me some more shots of that newspaper-selling clown, maybe I'll take him off your hands. But I never said you have a job. Meat. I'll send you a nice box of Christmas meat. Best I can do. Get out of here.
That's J. Jonah Jameson.
But it's meat. I'll send you a nice box of Christmas meat. Now get out of here. Yes. Meat. Of course.
J. Jonah Jameson, man. Fucking JJJ.
Meat.
J cubed, son. That's what he prefers.
Just a dick of the highest order.
Yeah,
and it's meat. So awesome.
Oh yeah, meat. Anybody likes the choice for Osborn kid? I always find James Franco was a weird choice for that role.
I thought he was okay. I can't think of anybody else who could have played him, to be honest.
I'm not bashing his acting skills.
Oh my, he is flexible.
Yeah. Okay. Oh god, yeah. But he was okay, but I just find it's a weird casting.
Yeah.
God.
I never really believed that, I don't know. I didn't really believe he was messed up in that way. He just was kind of floating through and he was better than Peter and he knew it. And I don't know. It doesn't really, like, he finds out his dad's like a horrific psychopath who's killed a bunch of people, and his first thought is not, wow, my dad was jacked up, is I wonder if this fits me, you know? No.
Neither. I'm not
really down with that. Oh, by the way, Lucy Lawless was also in Spider-Man 2.
What?
Yep.
Lucy Lawless. Three! It's going to be 3 weeks of Lucy Lawless, people.
3 weeks!
God damn it. What is she doing in Spider-Man 2?
She is a
acting.
Blonde. Just barely, apparently. She's the blonde screaming woman, uncredited.
But the only reason why she's in there is because she's, once again, you get Sam Raimi. He was a producer on Xena. So that's why. The same thing hell, why you have Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, look at, I mean, look at Bitch Slap. I mean, half of the Xena Amazons were in that movie in one form or another. I think two of the stars of Bitch Slap, you know, I think it was Camaro and God, what's the other one's name?
Trixie.
No.
Hell.
Yeah, I think Camaro and Hell were Amazons in Xena. And of course, you had Xena and Gabrielle and comes. I mean, that whole troop kind of travels together. I mean, if, you're right. If Raimi's involved what's the other one? Tappert? Anyway, any one of them are involved, you get basically access to the whole crew, and you know, they'll just spice them in the movie.
Yeah, but actually, the director of Bitch Slap, I know I'm going like back last week, directed multiple episodes of Xena, so, and Baywatch. He was a great director. Well,
there's an accolade.
That's how he got that out.
Yeah.
Running in slow motion.
Yeah, he directed some original Baywatch, some remake Baywatch, some Hercules, some, you know, quality director there. It's great.
Nice.
It's great. And
probably
some
has more money than all of us put together.
And some Spartacus God of the Arena as well. And Blood and Sands. Wow. He's working with Lucy Lawless a lot.
Well, yeah, and Lucy Lawless has been in the Spartacus. She's been in American Dad. She's been in Bitch Slap, Flight of the Conchords, Burn Notice, CSI Miami. She's done a bunch of crap. Just a bunch.
So, yeah.
So that's Spider-Man.
That's Spider-Man.
Yeah. Time to rate this bitch.
Our laser focus that we always are.
Yes, let's get our Captain Raid on.
Yeah, so Legendary Legends of Its Time, Cult Legend, Entertaining Plus, Entertaining, Mayable, Forgettable, or Abysmal. I'm going to start with Beef, so he's not going to be able to go with the family this week.
Sure. I'm going to go with Legend of Its Time. Because it really was. When it came out, everybody loved it. Everybody had a good time with it. I definitely purchased it as soon as it came out. So, yeah, Legend of Its Time. Horrible excuse and description, but who's next?
I'll go next.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm going with you. You're right. No. It's Legends of Its Time. When I watched the movie, I actually got my special box set edition of Spider-Man and watched the movie and didn't open that box in 8 years, I think.
I actually didn't open mine either.
But yeah, the gigantic box which I'm contemplating selling on eBay. Mm-hmm. And
I hear that's illegal.
You can do that, yeah.
Okay. Fuck. Yeah, at the time that was the number one movie. That was the movie to take down. That was the Avengers of its time, and it started the trend that brought us to the superhero craze of the 2000, which is just getting renewed every 2-3 years at this point. So yeah, the Legends of its time. Sean?
Well, I am sorry, gentlemen. I'm sorry. It's going to have to be a three-peat. I'm going to go with Legends of Its Time. I was very excited about it when it came out. I thought it was good. I still think it's okay. But it doesn't hold up when compared to modern comic book movies. Looking back, I have a little trouble with Tobey Maguire. I was fine with Mary Jane. I love Kirsten Dunst. William Dafoe has saved other movies that I've seen. He didn't seem to do that here. The graphics are probably a little bit aged. Not like Last Starfighter aged, but
well, that's an example. Graphics,
wow.
Yeah.
You actually went to Last Starfighter.
I mean, you're I love Last Starfighter. It's one of my top 10 childhood movies, okay? I love that movie.
I get it, but you went deep, man.
You know the effect in Metropolis? It didn't age that well. Like,
no, well, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it didn't quite age. I mean, it's not bad. It's just they didn't age quite as well or gracefully of other movies of that time that you can watch now, and you'll see them and you'll be like, oh, well, this is pretty good. It's a little older, but it's okay. You know, it's an older code, but it still checks out.
Nice.
I don't think these are quite as elegant as they could have been. They're moving a little too fast. They weren't really ready for that motion technology and how to swing effectively on camera and make it work. So they used a lot more blur than they could have, and then the parts where they didn't use blur, it was laser focused. So it could have been a little bit better. But anyway, Legends of a Time, it was a great movie back in the day. I think it's still a good movie now. If it comes on TV, I'll watch it. But when compared to a modern example of a movie that was taken seriously, it doesn't quite make it.
Operator?
I may have to go.
Uh-oh, it's going to be a sweep.
Yeah, it'll be a sweep. It'll be a Legends of its time. And underlining and bolding of its time. When it came out, I did love it, admittedly. Except for the Willem Dafoe, you know, that's just, yeah. But overall, it was a good film. I felt at the time, I felt it was a really, probably the best way you could have put Spider-Man on screen at that time. But like Sean said, it really doesn't hold up in comparison to the movies that have come out over the last 5-10 years. It's just not there. It's okay. Like Sean also said that, you know, if it's on TV and nothing else is on, yeah, I'll catch it. I'll check it out because it's a fun little film, but it's not, if you're going to say, you know, oh, is it one of your favorite super? No, not anymore. It's been replaced several times.
Yeah. X-Men held up better, which is kind of funny.
The first X-Men movie still holds up very nicely.
That's because it was that's like the granddaddy of them all.
That's true. I still like love that whole, just the shot of Wolverine's third claw just slowly coming out towards the screen. That's just like, okay, so you got that. You nailed that one right there.
Yeah.
But this was a great attempt. I'm not going to dismiss that. I think it was a fun movie. It was great for its time, but I'm more looking forward to what they're going to do with Amazing, just to see if they have said, okay, we've learned our lessons from this. Now we can do this. So, Legends of its time, full sweep.
And you know what? After rewatching that one, I can understand the studios that's deciding we're rebooting even after 10 years now. We've been debating that decision for a while, and now I totally see it. So.
Yeah, I can't really disagree with that. I really can't. I mean, I'd like to, but because, you know, you're French and everything. But it's really, I think that's the right decision for the model and the marketplace that they're in now. There's no way they could take that series, especially where the hell they left it with LOL. In that place, in that environment. I mean, you're still dealing with a nippled Batman and a chill out. You're still looking at that whole kind of scene with the third Spider-Man there, and what they really should be, you know, their target should have been Iron Man and Avengers, and they're back in Batman and Robin.
So that was Spider-Man. Word.
All right, well, last words, gentlemen. Or not.
Falcon Punch.
Fonz.
Nikki Punch.
That's your turn, Beef.
I had something for this. I really did.
Liar! Liar, sir!
Slingin'.
Slingin'.
Web slinging
Shit. Yeah, I get
whatever,
that.
Whatever.
Sure.
Stop talking.
Shut up.
I didn't say slanging. This has been episode 101 of Legends Podcast, Spider-Man. I'm Beef saying soda and a large soda.
I'm John Deal signing out.
I'm Sean ... That's what it says in the thing, all right? I'm just reading the text.
I'm Operator. Peace out, y'all.
This was Legends Podcast for this week. If you would like to leave us feedback, you can do so at feedback@legendspodcast.com. You can also find us on Twitter @LegendsPodcast. Or you can visit our webpage where you can find our complete archive @LegendsPodcast.com. You can also find us on iTunes Podcast, Pickle Podcast, Canada, Podfeed.net, DigitalPodcast.com, and Stitcher Smart Radio under Legends Podcast. Please subscribe and give us a positive review. Give us a 5-star review if you have the art to do so. That's all we're asking for. It's really important for us and help all of Legends Podcast to grow. Thank you again for being with us this week, and we hope to see you next week.
Please leave us a positive review on iTunes. See you next week for a new episode.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.
Legends Podcast is not affiliated with any other entity. The Nipples. Opinions stated in this podcast
Fog
are
bunch.
Strictly personal and do not represent the view of its sponsor or any other person or entity. No infringement is intended.
No more infringement.